Hi everyone, it's Jess here, Chocolate 1964. I'm not doing the audio mo thing because, to be honest, I wouldn't be able to think of things to say every day. Might do it again when they do it again. I was just sitting here thinking about the previous guide dogs that I've had, and about their nicknames that I had for them, or that me and Lee had for them, because Lee comes up with most of the names for the dogs.
Well, all the animals. I've done it with the cats as well.
Yeah.
Include them as well.
Well, my first dog was called Dinah, and she had two lines down each shoulder, so we used to call her Liney Diney. She was called Tassels because she used to love tassels on a bath mat that Lee's mum and dad had. She used to go and get that. obviously Dynamite and Dynarod.
Yes.
All them stupid things. I don't think there was any more, was there? Now Whiskey. Lee came up with Compact Whisk.
Whiskers Super Dog.
Whiskey Super Disc.
No, Whiskey Disc.
Oh, sorry, Whiskey Disc, yeah.
Whiskers Super Dog.
Yeah.
She's got shortened to Whiskers.
Yeah.
As well.
At Guide Dog, she was called Whiskey Woo. So any more? Oh, dear. Holly. Oh. Well, Holly, she used to have her own way of doing things.
Oh, God, that's a story, isn't it?
A bit like a supermarket trolley, really, got its own way.
She used to do her, yeah, that's right.
And
So she got called Holly the Trolley at first.
Yeah, and then it got corrupted to Trolleybus.
For some reason. But I started calling her Trolleybus, and then it got shortened to Bus.
And we used to call her Mrs. Bus.
And Bussy. And she'd come to it.
She would. Bless her, she would. I think that was all for Holly, wasn't it? Faith. Oh, dear. She used to get... Fathy.
I started calling her Fath.
Fath.
And that got changed to Fathy. Fathy Wathy. What else did we
say? Fathity.
Yeah, Fathity. And then...
Oh, Faithy, she used to get called. Yeah. She still gets called that now.
Do you remember that Direct Line advert that used to have the phone at the end? I used to go, because I'm mad.
We made up a song, didn't we, for her?
She used to love you singing this song I made up.
Can you still remember it?
I've got...
It's a lovely bunch of fathy faths. There they are, all standing in a row. Big fats, small fats, fats of every size.
Some of the fats are so big you won't believe your eyes.
Hey, I forgot that.
She used to go mad.
Oh, she used to go...
Silly when you did it. But in the middle, you take a deep breath, so you go...
Big fats.
Emily, it's not for you, mate. You like the big breaths.
And that was it for Faith, I think.
Don't forget, they're coming for us in the white coats.
Yeah, they will do. Ollie. Yeah. This will appeal to Harry Potter fans. We used to call him
because
he loved socks.
No, well, Ollivander first.
Yeah, it was called Ollivander Socrates because he loved socks, and you know, obviously Ollivander.
Mr. O.
Mr. O. don't know. When I because
he's got Oliver more than
he's got Oliver. Yes, yeah, his real obviously his name was Ollie, but.
Emily, what are you doing?
Hello, hello, Emily. And Elkie.
I've already christened her Elkie Boo. In fact, I called her that the other day.
Elkie Boo and Elkles.
Elkles. I mean, I've done it with all the dogs. I mean, Darby, my first dog, was used to get Darby County because the football team.
Yeah.
Darby Dale. Yeah. That's my email address, or one of them. My mum used to call him Darby Diddle Doddle for some reason. I don't quite know why.
Sweeby,
and I don't know where the heck I got that from. Sweebs, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, polar bear.
Because he was quite pale.
Then I had Alex, who was, well, Alexander to give him his full name, but Alex, who was a collie cross. And he used to trot everywhere, so his nickname was Alexander Trotsky. Ali Pally.
Alexi Palaxi.
Then I had Newton. Now he was nicknamed Neutron Bomb by the people at Guide Dogs, but I used to call it Snooty Newts was another one of his, because he could look down his nose at people. Nootles, Nunu, Snootly Bootly Nootly. That's all jam nuts. Newty Boots. That was what Mum used to call him, wasn't it? Newty Boots.
Yeah.
Then I had, thank you, Emily. Then I had Andy, who had Mr. Andles. Andy Pandy, of course, was quite popular with people, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. O. Yeah. It's a good way of talking about him without knowing we were talking about him.
Yeah.
Any more for Andy?
I don't know.
And then Emily, Girly Bird, for some reason, I don't know why. Emelina Boo. Well, Emelina, for some reason. Not Emily, Emelina. And then Emelina Boo. Emels. Emmy. Ems. Em. Yeah, I'm talking about you, not to you. You're all right, mate. Oh, there's loads to tell you, I'm terrible. I mean, I even do it with the cats, you know, Simbi Bimbi, it's got Simba, so Sim, Simmy, Simba Bimba, Simbity Bimbity.
Mr. Simberton, that's his Sunday name.
And Mr. Chesterton for Chester is his Sunday name. Chezzy, Chez.
Chezzy Wezzy.
Chezzy Wezzy. There's loads, it's terrible. So, hand it over to you. What nicknames or stupid nicknames have you got for your animals?
I was going to say something. I can't remember now.
Do you come up with silly nicknames like we do for your animals?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We had Arnie, didn't we? We used to have Arnie, had a cat called Arnie, it was Arnie's Grove.
Yeah, Arnie's Grove. Arnie's Grove.
Arnie, Ban. Arnie. Stripy legs because he had striped legs. Cause
stripy
he was
strop because he used to when he was in strop.
We say, "Where's Mr. Stripy Legs?" That is Emily with the goose, by the way. It's just sort of squawking.
Does he call one of your dogs something legs? What?
My mum used to call one of those sparrow legs.
No, it wasn't that. Lazy legs, that's
it. Oh, lazy legs. Yeah, well, I often do that when they won't get up. I'm daft.
So that's it, really.
I belong in an asylum, me, I tell you.
Yeah, I think we'll come pick you up later.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go. So over to you. Anyone else who wants to come back and say what they've called their animals?
Oh, well, that's it for now. Better go and put the tea in. And look forward to hearing your responses. Bye for now.